Zephyr Teach Out, people don't like paying taxes. I hear it all the time. It's too much. We're paying too much in taxes. Are they wrong?
In some cases, yes, and the property taxes are out of control. You know, it's really a huge burden on people I talk to all the time. There's a few big companies that are kind of getting away with murder because they're not paying local taxes. And unfortunately, one of the ways in which lobbyists really game the system is they will basically go into, you know, whether it's Washington or Albany, with a lot of time and a lot of lobbying energy and get tax breaks and tax loopholes for really the 1% of the 1%. So it's something I hear about all the time. It's something I care about all the time. We don't have a fair tax system, and we need a much more fair tax system.
Are you enthusiastic about Hillary Clinton's candidacy?
I am proud to support her. You know, it's funny. We haven't done an official event about it, but I think I've told others that I'm excited to support her, and I think it's really important that people come out and recognize what a historic moment, you know, an historic election this is, and how really dangerous a Trump presidency would be. What I hear from people all the time is, like, there's a kind of, I don't know, malaise, happiness about what's happening in politics. And I think one of the important things that's happening in our race is I can connect with people and raise up their voices and get their voices to Washington. So even if they're really unhappy with what's happening on the presidential level, they can get some real excitement around what we can do here in the Hudson Valley Catskills.
Bernie Sanders did support you. Now,
yes.
Now he's supporting Hillary Clinton. Do you think that was the right thing for him to do?
Yeah, I do. And I'm not one to second guess anybody else. It's hard enough, but I think it's really important that we recognize that Donald Trump is not who we should have as the president of our extraordinary country. I want to also honor just at this moment what, you know, the incredible contributions that the Sanders campaign made really for the country. One is Bernie Sanders talked about money in politics all the time and showed that people really get it, that lobbyists are a problem. They really get it, that the billionaires buying politics is a problem, and that's not something you got to write off. You got to really engage and actually change the way we fund elections. I think we need public financing of elections. I think our too many candidates and politicians are just tracked by their donors. They're really working for their donors. And then also on trade, Bernie Sanders came out strongly against the Trans-Pacific Partnership and really detailed what we all know and feel, which is that NAFTA really was not good for our economy or our democracy. And I think you can feel the country sort of breathing a sigh of relief that we're finally going to rethink our trade relationships, because it's been really bad for working Americans. And my vision is that people make things here. Like, we should be assembling iPhones in Kingston. We shouldn't have to send our hides from here to Mexico to get processed and then sent back to buy them here. I support trade, but there's so much we can do locally. We have such extraordinary resources, but we need to have the federal support for local production, not just for offshoring things.
Zephyr, talk to me about guns. There are a lot of guns in your proposed congressional district, and people feel passionately about their Second Amendment rights and owning guns. And, you know, I'm really dubious about the value of guns in American society. But you're a politician now. Are you afraid of alienating the people who love those guns?
No, I think what's important to understand is I grew up in Windsor County in a farming community in rural Vermont, and we always had guns, both for dealing with protecting the chickens and for hunting. And it's an important part of our community and our history and daily life, and it's a tool for farming, and it's a essential part of hunting. And I actually think that too often, or far more often, you see agreement on the ground that you don't see in the sort of national angry politics. And I have a lot more trust that we can address the very real issues of gun violence in our country if we do it with holding local meetings, really listening to what people have to say, really addressing these issues with respect. And so, as I think you know, I've been a critic of the SAFE Act because it was, rushed through in the middle of the night. What I do think is really important is that we actually do some more research, and the corporate gun lobby in Washington, D.C. has really blocked even the capacity of health professionals to research what's happening with gun violence. And so I have a full policy on my website, which you can look at. But I think there's broad agreement on a few areas that we just have to overcome the a few big money interests in D.C. about.
So let's talk about climate change. Everybody says climate change. There's general agreement among scientists. This is terrible. We're not doing as much as we ought to be doing. I drive a car that gets, I think, on the way to work this morning, 67 miles a gallon. But not everybody does. What should we be doing now?
Oh, it's essential that we act now. Thank you for your driving, by the way. Wonderful. But I mean, the effects of Irene and the flooding, the effects of the flooding on our towns, property values, farms, has been huge. And as you know, climate change isn't just in one direction. It's more climate weirdness. So there's more and more really drastic events, which requires more infrastructure investment. But the real thing we need to do is move towards 100% renewable energy. I'm a huge supporter of that. I did a tour with Josh Fox, who made the movie Gasland, and others, after the fracking ban in New York State to say, wait a second, it's not enough. Great work, but if we're actually going to do something about fossil fuels, we have to move to renewables. We have to move to solar. We have to invest heavily in solar, in ground source heat pumps, which I'm fairly passionate about. It's a way to heat buildings. In small hydro, there's a wonderful experiment at Bard now in small hydro, and the Chinese are investing heavily in small hydro. So especially for rural communities, that can be a really important source of energy. And the truth is, these are also great jobs. They're great, safe jobs. So I see, not only do I think that we as a country need to address the real crisis of climate change immediately and seriously, understand that it is a health crisis and an economic crisis, but I also think that any Congress member who is a representative of the wonderful spirit of the Hudson Valley and Catskills has to be a national leader in fighting to address climate change. Some of the most extraordinary leaders, look at, Maurice Hinchey and others in the country have come from this area standing up to protect our water, to protect our soil. And it's our economy and the environment are so deeply tied, you can't pull one out from the other. So it's something I'm very, very, very passionate about. And while I was working with local organizers in Cooperstown and Sullivan and Narrowsburg on the fracking ban, John Faso, my opponent, was getting paid by fossil fuel companies to advocate for the Constitution pipeline, advocate for eminent domain, advocate for pushing through a project that hadn't had a real health and economic assessment or a reliable one. And we're very, very different.
You are indeed. The Democratic candidate for Congress in New York's 19th district is Zephyr Teachout. Zephyr, we love you for coming on and being with us. I'm sure we'll interview John Faso, and then we'll try to get you both together for a debate. Thank you.
I would love that.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful to be on. Thank you.